From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. Each week, this podcast explores news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, executive editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, editor-in-chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
It's likely you've run into news about a website called PleaseRobMe.com in the past week. The website uses information from several services that include location check-ins to highlight who is home and who is not, just as the site name suggests. And the idea is that then it's possible for somebody to go and rob them. Was this site a wise move by its developers? Will the site and related publicity achieve its goal? And what are the other hazards of publishing your whereabouts online? We'll share our thoughts after a word from our sponsor.
Develop and deploy web applications with ESRI web mapping APIs to integrate online maps and GIS tasks. For more information, visit www.esri.com/mapping APIs.
Now, I think it's important to start what this site is about. And of course, it's called PleaseRobMe.com. And in general, people have thought, well, that's really the goal, and it's really not. Really, what it's about is highlighting what information you may be placing online about yourself that's publicly available. And it's not a perfect system by any means. It's very informal. They're using publicly available information. And so I took a look at it this weekend. And just to give you a sample of why this doesn't work, I found a tweet out of Foursquare that basically says, and I'll quote it, "I'm at home." And then there's actually the full address of where they are at home. So that's not going to be too helpful. And then there's all kinds of people who have been going on in their criticisms of the site saying, well, just because you say you're not home, your family's home, your dog is there, and so forth, as if this was really about encouraging people to go and then rob you. But if you look at the site, it's very clear that that's not the goal. And let me just quote, "The goal of this website is to raise some awareness on this issue and have people think about how they use services like Foursquare, Brightkite, Google Buzz, etc. Because all this site is a dressed-up Twitter search page. Everybody can get at this information." Unquote. So what they really want to do is just highlight that this information is out there, and if somebody really wanted to find out whether or not you were home, this might be a way that they could do it. And they're also making it clear that they don't really want to hang on to the site. They want to give it away to a foundation or an agency or a company that can help raise awareness about these issues. While there was lots and lots of criticism about this overstepping boundaries and such, I have to say from a communications standpoint, that is, raising the issue that was of interest to them, which is the fact that all of this information is out there and easily available, I think they hit a home run.
Right. And you know what happens is for all of these sites, you know, it has raised our awareness for, I guess, what I would call the unintended consequences of sharing your location. Because all of these sites that either are of a gaming nature or of social net nature, all well and good in the services that they provide and getting people together and sort of from a convenience standpoint. But the unintended consequences are other people are looking in kind of a almost in a voyeur sense and in looking at where you are, what you're doing, what are your likes and dislikes, and the unintended consequences could be bad. So I think this is whatever is the fallout from the Please Rob Me site is probably a good thing to make people stop and say, you know what, maybe all this isn't all what it's cracked up to be. So perhaps a good thing.
Now, why is it that people are so, in a sense, sloppy about noting where they are? But clearly, there are an awful lot of people out there who are checking in and locating themselves. And I'm very curious as to why they do that. We can discuss that in a minute. But it didn't occur to them that, yes, in fact, you're basically telling somebody that you're not home until this website came along and sort of whacked them upside the head. Why are people so sloppy about that?
I don't think people are thinking about their privacy issues as much as we think about them. The issue of privacy and location technology has been around for a while, but what people want to do is play around with the things that are out there from a technology standpoint. So I don't think that they're quite as conscious about their location, about their personal habits, and so I hate to say that I have to put it in the generational bucket and say, well, the younger generation is as concerned with their privacy as the older generation. But that does seem to be the case. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that maybe they're not quite as aware as perhaps we are.
Well, and maybe that comes from growing up on the web and being used to sharing lots and lots of information. This is just another facet. And you're right, those unintended consequences just aren't in the forefront of one's mind. One of the things that I find very interesting about all of these different services is that when you sign up for them, clearly you think you're going to get some return on your investment. Whether it's something simple like your family knowing where you are and then you're going to be late coming home from work because you're still out on the highway, you know, that might be a return on investment. Something like Foursquare, of course, if you're the person who checks in the most from a particular location and it's a coffee shop, you might get a free coffee. So there's something that you're getting back from that, and we're just starting to hear, and in fact it was Glenn Latham over at GIS User who posted an article not too long ago saying, you know, why am I doing this? I'm not really getting anything out of it. In a sense, you begin to learn whether or not there is value there. And I think that's – why do you think people participate in these? Are they just playing around, just testing out the technology?
Yeah, absolutely. But let's take that a step at a time, because you raised an issue of why would I share my location publicly? I can definitely see a reason for sharing my location with my family members who are concerned about safety and security. That kind of cascades all the way back to the reason, well, why do I want a cell phone in the first place? It's not necessarily so I can have the convenience of calling anybody. It is a safety and security thing. So now fast forward to all of these games and say, why would I share my location publicly? Yeah, it is to share that information with people who want to know where you are when there is that social situation. But there clearly has to be a return on investment, because I find it difficult to understand why when I enter a restaurant or whatever, I would check in. Okay, that means I got to take my cell phone out, click the button, and what am I getting? I think that's an absolute right-on point that Glenn made, which is I'm not really getting anything out of this, even if it's a virtual gift. So it's a game. Maybe people are social people; they want to have fun, and that's what they're getting. For me, that's not the case.
Right. Well, and I think part of that fun is, I'm at this place. Are other people who are playing this game at this place so we can get together and become friends or meet or whatever it happens to be. The other thing that I find very interesting is that this allows you to see people's regular schedules. People, you know, leave home, they go to work, they go to the gym, they go to the coffee shop, and you sort of learn, you know, what their regular schedule is. So if you wanted to make some kind of trouble for them, like pick their pocket as they leave their favorite coffee shop, you could find that stuff out potentially from tracking this kind of information. The other thing that's interesting is, to me, is that for most people, I would argue, who have pretty regular lives, which those of us who have regular jobs tend to, most people would know where we are, or certainly our friends would know and our family might know exactly where we are at any given moment. I mean, I think about myself, and I have a very predictable life, and people know where I am, and they wouldn't get any more information from me checking in. And like you, I don't think I would get the return on investment.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, different purposes and certain platforms that are out there now have different applications. We can go to a business application like a LinkedIn, and one of the apps that hangs off of LinkedIn is TripIt. And I do like to see when I put in my schedule of my business trips, who else is going to be around me. From a business perspective, that is somewhat helpful. I don't think it's gotten the traction that maybe other apps have had. And I wish it would, actually, because I think it would be valuable from my perspective. And now going to the other side of the unintended consequences thing, which is if your lifestyle raises a red flag with a potential employer, that's a huge issue. And one of the articles we'll post here with the podcast refers to people being turned down for jobs because in the Google test, in other words, searching online for your online public habits, some employers are very cognizant of the applications that are out there for which they may do a background check on somebody. So what you have is some of these tools that HR people might use in a case of making a decision as to if you will be hired.
Right, and this sort of is the next step beyond, certainly employers have been looking at Facebook and MySpace and your blog and how you present yourself online, that kind of public information, if you do in fact make it public. And here's another set of information that they have about you, about where you go. And just to quote an article, this was Alan Stern writing in Information Week, the new location-based services make it so easy for an employer to see where a user goes and their patterns. An employer could easily see that a candidate has been to the same bar every night or multiple bars or parties. Or an employer could see that you have eaten at McDonald's for every meal this week, unquote. Those things may or may not make you look more positive or negative to that employer. Now, one thing that we do need to make clear is that all of these services have tools for you to limit how your location information is shared. And I think there is certainly some confusion on the part of the users about how public this information is. I mean, if you use Foursquare, you have the option to share that information on Twitter. And if you don't limit that either through the Foursquare tools or through the Twitter tools, the whole planet can know where you are. And you just have to be careful. One of the other unintended consequences, and this, I find it amusing how quickly this sort of popped up on the internet after PleaseRobMe.com appeared last week, and that is that an insurance website in England with the not too confidence inducing on my part name, Confused.com, suggests that, and let me quote, the use of social media sites by criminals to determine when someone is not home is increasing the risks of burglary and other crimes and may increase home insurance premiums by up to 10%. Great. Now, how they can make that connection and how they can suggest that the fact that this website suggested that you could use this information to break into somebody's house is quite a big leap there. And I'm not sure I buy that. Especially because in order to even read what's written on this Confused.com website, I guess you have to be one of their users of their insurance products, and I wasn't about to log in to find out. But I think that's a pretty big leap.
Well, it is a big leap because in general, if you want to know the habits of those who you're going to insure, you could probably find that out with a basic questionnaire. I find that a little troubling that the insurance company would go to that extent to find out whether they ought to increase your insurance premiums. That is a leap because that information is out there already, I would think.
Well, it is, and the real question is, has somebody done the risk analysis to determine whether or not if you state your location on one of the services that we've talked about or maybe some we haven't even talked about, that you are in fact more likely to be burgled? Now, the final comment that I want to make, and this is just interesting that these things are sort of landing at the same time. I don't believe there's any direct connection. Last week, again, Glenn at GIS User commented about a House of Representatives hearing, which is going to be held this week, about issues between commercial use of location data and consumer privacy. And it was actually the folks at Read Write Web that went and nailed this down and talked about some of the people who may be speaking at this hearing. So it sounds like there's been enough concern about this that Congress is going to have a look. Now, exactly what it is they might do, I'm not sure of. What do you think they're thinking of? There's very little information about exactly what's going to be discussed.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is it that they can look into? Is this the kind of thing that we want our congressional representatives going into at this point?
I guess my gut feeling is that this is maybe in the vein of what's actually, and this is beginning this week here in the United States, that there are new rules about how credit cards operate and how they communicate with us, the users of those credit cards. And my suspicion is if there's anything that's going to come out of the federal government, it's going to be about disclosure and making it easier for people to understand what's happening with their data, who's storing it, how long they're storing it, things like that.
some of the things that have come to light about the credit card companies aren't very flattering, and this is one of those things that just makes your skin crawl a little bit more. So makes me queasy.
Well, and maybe we need to be made a little bit queasy about sharing our location information. And if that's, you know, if a government can help us do that, maybe in conjunction with pleaserobme.com, that's not such a bad thing.
Yeah, perhaps not. Perhaps not.
That's all the time we have this week. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, reminds you not to forget to submit your entry to the ESRI 2010 Mashup Challenge by March 5th for the chance to win cash prizes totaling $20,000. For more information, visit www.esri.com/mashupcontest. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast or suggest topics for future podcasts, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points Blog. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.